Well, pensioners who own units in a council-run affordable housing scheme that's up for sale in Auckland say tensions have flared since they were barred from voicing their concerns at a council meeting. There are 14 of the pensioner villages across the region, and more than half of the 150 units are now vacant because Auckland Council stopped on selling the flats more than 2 years ago. A group of the homeowners say they no longer trust the council. Amy Williams filed this report.
The retirees own their units but say they feel ignored and excluded from negotiations to find another operator to run the affordable housing scheme. The scheme began in the 1970s and allows the council to buy back the flats and on-sell them at 80% of the market value. Lorraine Moon owns a unit in Sandringham and is angry she and other homeowners were refused permission to speak at a council meeting.
Browned off, totally browned off. Because we have a right. We own these properties. That's what is forgotten in this.
RNZ has seen the council's response, which says their request broke standing orders because a decision had already been made to sell council's share in the scheme. That was a year ago, and Lorraine Moon says since then meetings to update homeowners have been heated and shouty, and an independent facilitator has been brought in.
I think when people don't know what's going to happen and are not properly informed about what's happening, then they get worried, then they get upset, then they get anxious, and that's when the shouting starts, basically. You want to know what the hell's going on.
The council organisation Eke Panuku says negotiations to find another operator for the scheme are confidential, but it's keeping homeowners informed through in-person meetings, hand-delivered letters, phone calls and emails. Its general manager for assets and delivery, Marion Webb, says engagement with homeowners has been constructive, though not all of them are happy with the council's decision. She says Eke Panuku asked an independent facilitator to run meetings because it didn't have a relationship with the homeowners. Terry Hegarty owns a unit in Onehunga and says he no longer trusts council or Eke Panuku.
They're out to make money, they're out to sell for the council. That's their job. They're land agents, more or less. And, you know, they've been so quiet about what's happening and so elusive that it's hard to trust them.
His neighbour, Suzanne Marbrook, says they need more information, but it's not forthcoming.
Eke Panuku got on the high ground, really, from day one, and they then declared that it was commercially sensitive, so we were not told anything.
Grey Power North Shore spokesperson Trish Deans is in contact with affected homeowners in Belmont and Takapuna, where many units in the two villages are vacant. She says, like homeowners in the 12 other villages across Auckland, they feel on the back foot.
Primarily the older women, and the women who went into those schemes because they didn't have a substantial income or a substantial amount, but they could pay for the 80% of the property. So they've never had lawyers in this arrangement.
Trish Dean says the homeowners feel like they're up against a slick organisation and deserve a say about who will take over the scheme they own their units under.
Amy Williams with that report on pensioners who own units in council-run affordable housing schemes being worried about not being able to voice their opinions.